Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, hello, Matthew. What's going on here?
Oh, hello, Tina. Wait, don't you know?
No, I don't.
Are you honestly telling me that no one's told you what we're doing here?
No, I have no idea why you've got the builders in.
Well, I'll tell you then. I'm having the staff room altered.
What?
Yes, I'm partitioning off this part of the room to make a quiet area.
But why?
Well, I think it might be beneficial to some of the staff.
Oh, you mean Jim.
Well, no, I don't mean just Jim. I'm thinking it might help anyone in these difficult times, you know. People have all sorts of worries and problems due to COVID and all. And if they need time to come out of work for a few minutes and need somewhere quiet to go, then they can use this room.
Oh, I see. But we're coming out of lockdown.
Yeah, I know that. But people still have problems, don't they? Remember, some have sadly lost loved ones and lost their jobs, or haven't seen their family for months. People are still struggling, you know.
Yes, okay. So can anyone use it?
Yeah, of course they can.
So it's not just for management?
No, it's for anyone. And anyway, why do you ask that?
Because I thought it might be for Megan.
Megan? Why would Megan want to use it?
Well, you know what she's like.
No, I don't. Do tell.
Well, the thing is, with Megan, she's very good at keeping up her front, isn't she?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
Well, I really don't want to say the wrong thing, but I suppose if I told you, it would help you to understand her moods better.
Okay. Go on then.
Well, the thing is, I think sometimes she finds it hard to cope.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if I should have said anything. But I do feel so very sorry for her when she gets herself in such a state.
And that's at work, is it?
Oh, yes.
Well, I never knew that.
Look, I really shouldn't have said anything. But you know what it's like when it's one of your friends.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're bound to want to help, aren't you?
Yes. But you won't tell her that I told you, will you?
Don't worry, Tina. I'll be the epitome of discretion.
You what?
Oh, never mind. So, you happy now that you know what's going on here?
Yes, and I think it's a very good idea.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that. Now, just so I fully understand what's been said, you're telling me that, for whatever reason, Megan isn't doing her job properly.
Oh, no. I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Right. Well, what are you saying then?
Well, just that I think when this room is available, she'll probably need to use it. And Matthew, please don't think that I'm doing anything other than trying to help her.
Morning, Penny.
Oh, good morning, Jim.
You all right, Penny?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, not really. I had an argument with Kathy, so now she's not speaking to me. Well, to be honest, I haven't actually seen her this morning, but I think that was intentional on her part.
Oh, dear. So what was that all about?
Well, it was nothing, really, but she just caught me at the wrong time, and I said to her that I said that I think she needs to think of others for once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was fed up, but I really didn't mean to take it out on her. But she annoyed me, and that's what I said.
Why were you so fed up?
Because I was thinking about what we discussed yesterday.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. I was just feeling low, and I ended up being horrible to her.
Oh, Penny, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have asked you if you'd wanted children. And now I feel dreadful that I did.
Oh, no, it's not you. You don't need to be sorry. It's me. I was just thinking how different things would be if Joe was still alive.
Oh, no. And I said how my time with Les was a waste of space. Well, that couldn't have helped.
No, Jim, it had nothing to do with what you said. Thing is, I still miss him. And there was Kathy going on about how scruffy she looked. And I thought that nothing, absolutely nothing, compares to losing someone you love. And I just had a go at her.
Ah, see. Well, you know, Kathy, she'd never say anything to hurt you.
I know.
I bet she feels awful now, thinking she's upset you.
Yeah, she probably does. And I wish I hadn't said it. She's not selfish. And any other time, I would have just told her to shut up and get on with it. But yesterday, she just got to me.
So, what are you going to say to her?
I'll tell her how sorry I am and explain why I was in a bad mood, I suppose.
You could try buying her a drink.
Yeah.
Now, look, Penny, I don't want you worrying about it, OK? If I see you looking gloomy, I'll prod you. Well, in the nicest possible way, of course.
Yes, well, do, Jim. Because I don't want to be in trouble with management for not smiling at the customers.
Oh, that's so funny. So what did Vince say?
Nothing. He didn't think it was funny at all.
You're joking.
No, but I don't think he was really listening, to be honest. He was on his laptop at the time.
Oh, so how is he?
Oh, he seems all right.
And has he been working on the books?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's what he says he's been doing. I haven't checked or anything.
Oh, you better have a look and make sure he's not cooking the books.
Well, if he is, I'll kill him.
Oh, Helen, watch out. Someone might hear you say that. In fact, I think Millie's in the next room.
Oh, I'm not worried about her. She won't say anything.
Ah, but there's always the first time. I can see it now. Cafe owner poisons husband due to bad bookkeeping.
Ah, now, thinking about it, that's not a bad idea.
Megan, could I have a word with you, please?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, come in. Right, please take a seat. Now, Megan, do you remember me saying that I wanted all staff to be kept up to date with any changes we made concerning the shop?
Yes.
I did actually mean all changes.
Yes, I know you did. And we agreed I'd keep them all up to date with everything that was going on.
Well, it seems that not everyone is aware about the changes we're making to the staff room.
Yes, they are. I sent out an email telling everyone about it.
Well, I had one member of staff who told me this morning that she didn't know what was going on. In fact, she asked me what we were doing.
Oh, who was that then?
Tina Long.
Oh, that's rubbish. I can show you the email I sent out if you like. I don't understand how she can lie like that.
Well, maybe she just didn't receive it.
Oh, no, no, she did. This is just typical Tina. She just likes to upset people. Remember, this isn't the first time she tried to get me into trouble.
Hmm, yeah, that's true. Okay. So, Megan, how are you keeping?
Me? Yeah, fine.
And you're coping all right?
Yes, everything's great. I love my job. I can assure you, Matthew, that if there was something wrong, I would tell you.
Oh, I'm sure you would. Right, well, let's get back to work, shall we?
Matthew, I really did notify Tina of the changes.
Oh no, I know you did, Megan. But I have to ask, that's all. I've got every confidence in you, so you don't need to worry about anything. As for Tina, I think we'll not say anything at this time, but I'll make a note of it, and if you hear anything else, let me know, however small it might be. I think it's best we keep a written record about Tina, don't you?
Shall I get it for Kathy?
Yeah, go on, she'll love it.
But I'll have to hear the blooming thing.
Well, can't she put it up in her bedroom?
No, she'll want it in the sitting room. I know her, she won't want it hidden upstairs somewhere.
Well, just get it. You haven't found anything else, have you?
No.
I'll tell you what. I know who won't like it.
Oh, yeah? And who's that?
Mike. He'll hate it.
Well, I don't buy things for the house for him. But I've just had a great idea.
Oh, yeah? And what's that?
Well, I do feel really, really bad about this.
Yeah, OK. So what's your plan?
I'm going to get her a kitten.
Oh, Penny, that's a brilliant idea.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And she is a good friend. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
OK, right. Well, good luck with finding one, then. Where will you look?
Well, I think I'll contact Cats Protection first to see if they have any.
Ah, now that's a good idea. And when you get one, I want to be the first person to come round and see it, OK?
Yeah, of course. Oh, I feel so much better now.
Actually, Penny, let me know when you find one, as I might want one too.
What, for you?
Yeah, it would be good company.
Oh, we could both have one from the same litter.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right, well, I'll start looking tonight.
Oh, good. And you know what?
What?
I feel happier now as well.
Oh, that's good. Oh, Jim, we're going to have kittens. It's so exciting. But please don't tell Kathy, will you?
Oh, no. My lips are sealed. I won't say a word to anyone.
OK, Jim, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, have a good evening.
Well, you know what I'll be doing tonight, don't you?
Yeah, you're seeing Mike, aren't you?
No, I mean before that.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course I do. And remember, I don't mind if it's a boy or a girl or what colour it is.
OK.
But don't go buying the whole litter.
No, I won't. I'll text you if I find any, OK?
Yeah. Oh, and before you go, did Mike ever say sorry to Kathy?
No, he didn't. No, they'll never get on.
Well, I was thinking about that. Do you think it's because Mike fancies Kathy?
What? Are you mad? He can't stand her.
Well, I'm not so sure. I had a friend once who told me he actually fancied someone like crazy, but he was particularly unfriendly towards her as he didn't want to show how he felt.
No, you can't really think that about Mike and Kathy. He can't bear to be around her.
I'm not so sure.
No, I don't believe that for a minute.
Don't you?
No, Jim. No, I don't.
Megan, have you finished for the day?
Yes, I'm just about to go home now.
Well, I was thinking, would you like to go for a coffee with me?
Yeah. When?
Well, now, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, that would be lovely.
And where would you like to go?
Well, the Garden Isle Cafe is always good.
Oh, I think that might be closed now. Is there anywhere else?
No, I don't really mind.
Well, oh, what about the Fox, then?
Yep, that's a good idea.
Great. Well, give me about 5 minutes to get my things together, and I'll see you at the front.
Yes, OK. Oh, I'll just quickly send a message. I'm going out for a drink with Matthew. Oh, aren't I the lucky one?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.